You're probably familiar with the awesome democratic structure of ant colonies, but if not, it's worthy of your attention. So to summarize, ants leave the nest and drag behind them a light trail of pheromones to follow back. When out exploring, if they come across resources important for the colony, they'll grab what they can carry and follow their trail back to the nest. On the way, they leave a rich trail announcing to other ants a road sign directing traffic towards the resources. Other ants leaving the nest come across these paths and follow the strongest trails while also leaving a light trail of their own. This continues until you see an effective assembly line of ants deconstructing resources and returning them to the nest. And I think we've all seen this. Well, that's neat and all, but I want to share what I learned about recently when I was reading a book about complexity theory. In a population of ants, there is a small minority of ants called divergent ants. These ants, whether by disability, genetic defect, or divine intuition, do not follow the popular trails. They walk right over them and go in a direction contrary to the colony. They wander off on their own, still leaving a trail to follow back, but they are not attracted to society's pheromone trail. It's a very small segment of the population, and to the common observer, you would think this ant is antisocial, a recluse, a misfit, a nonconformist, an outcast. We all probably have known people like this. They struggle to fit in sometimes and end up following a path very outside of the social norm. And to a common observer, one might make the judgment about them: misfits, social pariahs, outcasts. But here's the important part I want everyone to be aware of. These divergent ants are often the very thing that saves the colony from destruction. Because following the trends and sticking to the popular social order can sometimes lead ants into wandering aimlessly in circles, exhausting themselves chasing a resource that no longer exists. But then one of those divergent ants comes over the hill carrying a new resource and laying a strong new pheromone trail. Not distracted by the society's norms, this ant has a unique vision and purpose, and once in a while, when society crumbles into pointless marching towards death, these social mavericks come to the rescue. Now, something important to understand: from the social dynamic of this, not all divergent ants come back as heroes. Some wander off and don't return. Some return empty-handed while the colony is still working hard to gather resources from an abundant source. They are not all heroes, but they are all important to the system. From John the Baptist acting like a madman out in the woods to Einstein's unkept hairstyle, it's often divergent ants that point out where society has gotten off track from reality. So the next time you see a tent set up off the highway or that wandering soul resting under a bridge, remember, they are all important. They are not all successful, but neither are those who follow the popular paths. But we are all important and part of the process. So try to appreciate them more and judge a little less. Have a good one. Take care of yourselves. Bye.